time. It's been over 7 years that you've put up with me, with my crazy ideas and my cupboard OCD. I've loved every minute of doing my work, even the times it has driven me completely berserk, even the times I've wanted to pull out my hair. At St. Paul's, there's always someone beside you. Someone is there to offer a hug or kind words or to pick up the pieces, to just cut out for holiday club 500 Jesuses, to cook dinner en masse or act as a Mary, or bake loads of cake or be my tea-making fairy. Being here has never felt like work to me. It's something about the people, you see. It's something about the privilege to be here. It's something about the love that you give here. And so to you all, I want to say from my heart, to those who've offered your times and your gifts to help at events or teach our great kids, you're fantastic, you're amazing. I would never have lied. I couldn't have done this last 7 years without you all by my side. I'd love to have named each one of you for your amazing, your loving support and the things that you do, but naming you here is an impossible feat, so I'm listing you here instead. Get comfy in your seat. Holiday Club, Messy Church, Egg Hunt and more, who let the dads out, toddlers and babies, so much to explore. There's our teachers in Liftoff and Sparklers, our cute under fives, then Sparks Ignite Fuse, who keep their leaders' hearts alive and on their toes. The children and youth prayer team, who hold us so deeply in prayer, who show in a different way your support and your care. The Letton Hall team, the Bradford crew, year one and year two. And of course, our Christmas and Easter journey teams. I could and would never forget you. Over 50 people serve at our amazing fun day to give out God's love in St. Paul's special way. Let's not forget light parties and carols and chips, the puppeteers and writers of our big mouth puppet scripts. The team who work hard so monthly we can worship together, all people, all ages, all stages, no matter. I applaud you, the family, for embracing the odd action song when I know some of you are just dying inside and would rather just sing along. But you don't. You do it regardless, and that is my point. You care, you love, and you support, and you don't ever disappoint. You value each person here, little or tall. You value the gifts they bring, and welcome all. To our young people, I want to speak to you. To those of you who help at Holiday Club, or give up their Sundays to teach this little hub, who paint nails at Fun Day, or puppeteer, or offer to read for me, I want you to hear. It always amazes me how much you give when you have other lives you may wish to live, but you don't. You give it anyway. You give it your all. You are truly a blessing to us here at St. Paul's. And to parents, I want you to know from the start, your beautiful children have captured my heart. I'm gone now. They are truly a joy to be with each week, to learn from them, grow with them as we play, pray, and seek. I know that it's tough sometimes to be a mum or a dad. Our children bring out in us the good and the bad. But I'd love you to look at them and see what I see. They're the beautiful person they are because that's who you've taught them to be. To the children, so many of you, I need you to know how fantastic you are. You're strong and courageous, each one of you a star. You're clever, determined, unique, and you're fun. There are so many words I've only just begun. But no matter the words I use, the main point I want you to know is how much God loves you and wants you to grow in your love for him as you learn more and more of his wonder and the love he holds for you deep to his core. To our ministry team, I simply can't look at you. You will make me cry because you've seen me through. My sister in crime, Claire Bear. Amanda, this is all your fault, and Jenny, Tony, Jill, Martin, and Joan, and I would never forget Vicky. Where is she? Your amazing care, support, and your love has always been given beyond and above. And now we have the wonderful Fiona, a new member to our team. Does she know what she's done yet? Don't tell her, she may run and scream. Oh boy, there's my family. Oh, look at you. I could never have done any of this if it wasn't for you. I say that, I mean that, it's absolutely under 100% completely true. Your unconditional love and your hugs and your great cups of tea, your patience, encouragement, generosity, you inspire me. My girls will stay here, their faith is their own. You are family, they love you. Their faith is their own. It's here that they find they are truly at home. You are family, they love you. Why would they come? With 200 aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, and their second mum, Claire and Amanda. St. Paul's and All Saints, this is all your fault. I want you to know that your belief in me has encouraged me and given me the courage to go. I go with so many memories created as we, along with the love you've always shown me. The love in this church is beyond any measure and is something, believe me, I will always treasure. Goodbye is the hardest. I wish I could stay. So I'm just going to take a deep breath and say, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you all. Can I sit down now?
And if you can just remain in your seats for a little bit longer. Claire has reached for the stars and we've got some memories, because I know she loves this music so much. We've got some memories of her time here with us and different times. So please enjoy. Come sit down.
Okay, this is a